Here we go. 10,
9, 8, 7.
Okay, it all comes down to this. Whatever happens, happens. Destiny.
3, 2, 1.
Cut!
No! Year. Happy New Year!
This is the Extra Hot Great Podcast, episode 439 for the week of December 26, 2022. I am one descended ball, David T. Cole, and I'm here with Low Bar Resolutions, Sarah D. Bunting.
I've just got to cut down on exercise.
And Flat Champagne, Tara Ariano.
Only flat thing about me. Welcome to Extra Hot Great for another week. It is just the three of us, and for this special episode, we're gonna play a game. Do you two know what time it is?
It's game time.
It is.
Sure is.
Just want to say before we start, Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you both. As it happens, this game, this non-regulation game time, is called Happy New Year 2023. It is nearly time to ring in a new year, and that's what this two-part game is about. In the first half, I am going to read you a genre, a network slash platform, and a premiere year of a show. You are going to tell me what show title I am looking for with the knowledge every title contains the words either Happy New Year 2020 or 3. There's no difference between the 20s. I just said it twice because, you know, 2023. There is no 23s, just 20 or 3. If you get it right off the bat, you get 3 points. If you need a hint, I will give you not one, but 2 stars because it's the holidays and I'm in a giving mood. But after that, you only get 1 point if you get it right. I'll let you guess for free. Why not? Again, it's the holidays. No steal meals. There are 20 questions in the first half. After that, we'll take a quick break to plug what's coming up on the podcast in the next couple of weeks. And then I will tell you how the second half works when we get there. And here are the stakes. Because 2023 is, in the Chinese zodiac, the year of the tiger, the loser must buy the winner a tiger thing worth no more than $30.
Get ready for $30 worth of Frosted Flakes.
Love it.
That's not bad, honestly.
No.
So let's throw it to Picky to see who goes first.
We will start with Sarah.
All right, Sarah, then Dave. Are you ready to play
Tony.
Happy New Year 2023?
Yes.
Sure am.
Happy New Year, everybody.
All right, Sarah D. Bunting. Here's question number one. I'm looking for a police procedural that premiered on CBS in 2022.
A police procedural that... 2022?
Yeah, that is this year.
Yes, it is.
No steel mills, correct?
Correct.
For glory, though.
Yeah, you can steal for glory. Mm-hmm.
The Nuqualizer. I actually need a hint.
All right. Your cast members are Amanda Warren and Jimmy Smits.
Oh, God. Didn't this just come up in a recent game time?
And that's the only reason I know it.
It sure did. Yep. Yesterday. Our timeline. Yep. Weeks and weeks ago for the listener.
Weeks and weeks ago for the listener. So it would be more understandable if listeners didn't remember it. Do I get another hint or just the one?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know. It's not correct. Dave, what is the show?
I believe this is East New York.
That's correct. New York.
I meant to say I don't knew.
Nice. Dave, question two is for you. I am looking for a multicam workplace comedy that premiered on NBC in 1995.
Yep. Multicam workplace comedy, 95.
Yep. NBC.
Yeah, okay. So the problem with this game is, as you know, particularly Tara, but I will remind our listenership, terrible with years.
Sure.
I am like, have fuzziness, and I'm not joking, 6 years on the other side of that is something I could guess. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to throw it out there because it's a free guess before the hint, and
That's
I will
right.
take advantage of it and say news radio.
Correct for 3 points. Sarah.
Yes.
Now I'm looking for a single cam family comedy that premiered on ABC in 1988.
Single cam appeared on ABC in 1988. I do not know, and I need a hint.
Your stars are Fred Savage and Danica McKellar.
Oh, The Wonder Years.
Correct. For 1 point. Back to Dave. Looking for an animated comedy that premiered on Adult Swim in 2000.
Animated comedy.
Yep.
Adult Swim sub-network.
Correct.
In the year 2000.
That's right.
Okay. Scanning. Scanning.
I hope you get it, because I'm just going to say right now, I don't think the hint is going to help you, probably.
Right, sure. Voices, that's tough.
Yeah.
Let's go through some animated Adult Swim shows.
Yep.
Frisky Dingo doesn't apply.
Right.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force has nothing in there.
Correct.
20, something with 20 in the title.
Gonna need a guess.
Hang on. I'm going through the motions here.
Okay, okay.
Three amigos. Mm-hmm. Happy.
Okay, gonna need a guess.
All right, fine. I don't know.
Okay. Jesus. Do you want the hint?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, your hint is Harry Gauz and Eric Estrada. Gauz is spelled G-O-Z.
Eric Estrada.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a vague recollection of him being on something. There's this. No, ain't got it. Never gonna pull that one.
Sarah, do you know?
Is it some Stargate something or C-Lab 20 something?
It is C-Lab 2021.
Oh, right.
Back to Sarah DeBunting.
Dang.
Looking for a news magazine that premiered on ABC in 1978.
2020?
Correct. For 3 points. Back to Dave. Mm-hmm. A dystopian drama that premiered on Peacock in 2020.
Brave New World.
Correct for 3 points. Sarah, this is a police procedural that premiered on CBS in 2014.
Police procedural. 2014.
What was the network?
CBS.
CBS. 2014. New Amsterdam?
Do you want your hint?
I do.
Your hint is Scott Bakula, blah, and Lucas Black, blah.
Good luck.
CSI, New Year Cyber?
Oh, you're close.
I don't know.
You are close.
Think other big CBS franchise. Yeah. Think Navally.
I'll let you guess. Why not?
Oh, I just see. I wasn't helping for the intention to give your points.
All right. Then it's not a CSI.
Yeah.
What is it, Dave?
It's NCIS New Orleans.
It is New Orleans. One of the few new NCISs that is no longer with us. Dave.
Mm-hmm.
This is a multicam dating comedy that premiered on ABC in 1977.
Oh. Dating?
Well, dating, hangout, whatever.
Okay, so read that again for me.
A multicam dating slash hangout comedy that premiered on ABC in 1977. Just distinguishing it from like a family comedy or a workplace comedy.
Yeah. Okay. Just the dating throws me off because my first, I'm just going to say it as my first guess, is The Newlywed Game.
Okay. Your hint is John Ritter and Joyce DeWitt.
Oh, I see. Dating, I see. That is Three's Company.
It is Three's Company for 1 point.
What did you describe that as?
I said a dating or a hangout comedy.
Boy, that's a bad description, Jack.
That's what they're called. Hangout comedy, like what we do in the shadows.
Yeah, I know, but you don't put dating. Dating's like a like
okay,
a genre.
Whatever. I'll say hangout from now on. The point is, it's not a workplace comedy or a family comedy, which I also said.
We'll take it to the ombudsperson, which is a word that fine. Was introduced in 1972.
And ask you each another question, and then we'll have a score break. Sarah.
Happy New Year, Sarah.
Looking for a workplace drama that premiered on HBO in 2012.
A workplace drama?
Drama.
The Newsroom?
It is The Newsroom for 3 points. Dave. This is a dramedy that premiered on Netflix in 2013.
Sorry, you said a dramedy Netflix 2013.
Yep.
Dramedy. A little drama. It's a little comedy.
That's right.
It's from Netflix.
Yep.
A little flicks.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in 2013.
Were we ever so young?
Baby Netflix. Baby Netflix.
Fun was invented.
Baby Netflix doing.
Yeah.
2013.
What indeed?
Dramedy.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Yeah, thanks. Happy New Year, sir. I'll take the hints.
Your hint is Taylor Schilling and Natasha Lyonne.
Oh, Orange is the New Black.
That's correct for 1 point.
I would describe that more of a dating show.
Right. Jesus Christ.
I mean, it kind of was.
Well, you guys are
it
no
was.
Fucking fun.
It was. It was a dating show. Sarah.
We learned it from watching you, Dad.
All right, let's get those scores.
I am here and I have 7 points. Dave is winning with 8 points.
All right. Very close game.
Happy
Back
New Year, Dave.
It.
Happy New Year, Sarah.
Sarah.
Happy New Year, Tara.
Hi. Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Sarah, we're looking for an unscripted reality show that premiered on Bravo in 2009.
Unscripted. I'm sorry. Can you read the whole thing again?
Sure. It's a,
please?
I mean, unscripted reality show premiered on Bravo 2009. Yeah.
I think I was like trying to avoid that. I think it has to be a Real Housewives because Newlyweds was until later. So I'm going to guess Real Housewives of New York.
Your stars are Teresa Giudice and Melissa Gordon.
God damn it, Giudice! is it the Real Housewives of New Jersey?
It is, for 1 point. New York was the previous year, and I thought about putting them both in this game, and then I didn't, because that would be a real dick move.
Yeah, and you have to live with Dave after this.
I wouldn't do
that either.
Speaking of Dave, Dave.
Yes.
This is a multicam workplace comedy that premiered on CBS in 1982.
Multicam workplace comedy, CBS, 1982.
That's right.
Okay.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy New Year. Multicam.
Yeah.
Multiple camera comedy.
That's what that means. That's right.
Okay. Let's see here. It could be 82. Jeez, Louise. What the hell was going on?
You were 10.
Not Alice.
No.
Got nothing in there in Alice. We've got, what do we got on the old CBS? On the old Columbia Broadcasting System. I'll take the hint.
Your hint is Peter Scolari and Julia Duffy.
Oh, Newhart.
That is right, for 1 point.
Okay, all right.
Sarah.
Yes?
Looking for a multicam family comedy that premiered on ABC in 1974.
ABC, 74, Happy Days.
It is Happy Days for 3 points. Dave, this is a single camera workplace comedy that premiered on NBC in 2017.
Single cam workplace comedy.
Yep.
Workplace comedy, single cam on NBC. Singing a song to make my brain work. This is how it goes.
Mm.
Something with new, something with year, something with happy, or maybe the number is 20 or 3. Bum, 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 bum.
This is some A-plus stalling.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, guys, if I haven't said it before, just let me say it now.
Happy New Year.
Oh my God, so nice. Happy New Year, Dave.
Good to you. Be safe.
Superstore. Superstore ain't got anything in there. The Office is, that's way late for The Office. I'll take the hint.
Your hint is Andrea Martin and Briga Heelan.
Oh, Great News.
Great News is correct.
Nice.
Sarah.
Yes.
Can you tell me a police procedural that premiered on the BBC in 2014?
You and I know that one.
Wow. Shots fired.
Sorry, I just figured she'll get it, but I'm just saying, I don't know. I want something. Give me some money.
What are you, Murray?
I want something. Give me some money. Can I have the information again?
Sure. This is a police procedural that premiered on the BBC in 2014.
Game time became really mercenary all of a sudden.
Now that there's presence involved, it really changes
really
the game.
You really want those Frosted Flakes. it's not that thing with Happy New Year and Crunch, and it's probably not that other thing with the guy.
Did you just say Happy New Year in Crunch?
I think it
New
was
Year
and
Crunch.
Crunch.
Okay. Bennett, Happy New Year in Crunch. So it's, you know, not that.
Would you care to enjoy a hint?
I would. Thank you.
Your hint, and I think you're going to get it. Sarah Lancashire and Steve Pemberton.
What the fuck? Oh, her. I don't know why I keep thinking her last name is Worcestershire. I mean, I do know why. It's because she's the star of Julia. She's also the star of Happy Valley.
She is, for one point.
And I hope she'll forgive me for not getting that. That's a good show.
All right. Here we are again. It's a single cam comedy, not workplace, not family. Call it what you will. Mm-hmm. It premiered on Fox in 2011.
Okay. Single 24. Camera comedy.
Mm-hmm.
That we won't say is a dating show, but Tara wants to say it's a dating show. It's got people meeting other people.
Sure.
People meeting other people. A good old PMOP.
Or a hangout comedy, which it is also often
the PMOP
categorized as.
All right. 2011 on Fox.
Yep.
So it's not Happy Endings. That was ABC, as far as I know. I hope it stays that way, because if that ends up being the answer, I'm going to be really angry. let's see. Something with new friends, new buddies, year of hanging out. 20 like people sharing a room. I'll take the hint.
Your hint, and I think you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Zooey Deschanel and Jake Johnson.
Ah, fuck. New Girl.
New Girl is correct for one point.
Oh, shit.
That did not.
I might have guessed that one.
2011, my brain. Yeah, I got a real problem with ears.
It's pretty funny how the randomizer worked out, because Sarah, now I'm looking for you for a single cam comedy that premiered on ABC also in 2011.
Oh, really? Gosh. All right. I think that's Happy Endings.
It is Happy Endings for 3 points. Dave.
Yeah.
Can you give me...
No.
Wow. A sci-fi drama that premiered on Paramount Plus in 2022.
Okay, wait. Sci-fi drama.
Yep.
Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my brain just went. Okay. Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Correct for 3 points.
Year Lowstone?
I was going to say year card.
This is each of your last questions for this round. One more round to go. And then we'll do a score break after this. Sarah, can you tell me a law enforcement procedural that premiered on Fox in 2001?
A law enforcement procedural. I mean, I have to guess 24.
You do, and it's correct.
Yeah, but like some of the times it went outside the law.
Well, that's true. But I said law enforcement because it's not a
police procedural.
Towely New Year. Okay. Dave.
Yep.
Can you tell me what I'm looking for in this category?
Oh, you better believe it. Get ready.
A multicam family comedy that premiered on CBS in 2006.
Oh, God. All right. Multicam family comedy.
Yep.
On CBS.
That's right.
2006.
Mm-hmm. You were 34.
Boy. 2006.
About to move to New York.
That's right. You were.
Jesus, 2006.
I think we
new.
Didn't... Yep.
New. Mm? New food mm? Times. Mm?
Would you like a hint?
Just, new plantation.
Okay, all right.
I'm fully capable of asking for a hint.
Okay,
at the
sorry.
Point in time, I wish to have a hint.
Okay.
But my question for you is.
Yes.
Can I have a hint?
Sure.
Okay.
Your
By
hint
the way, Happy
is,
New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Your hint is, mm-hmm. stars of the show include yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Clark Gregg.
Oh, okay. I would never have got that. Hang on.
Yep.
The New Adventures of Old Christine.
That's right. For one
nice.
Point.
Nice pull.
Next up, we're going to get our scores. Just one second. Sarah, let's hear them scores.
All right, it's still pretty close. I have snuck ahead with 18 points, Ooh. And Dave has 15 points. So it looks like the Frosted Flakes are coming north. I love how it's just canonically Frosted Flakes
well,
now.
we'll see. It's exciting. Before we get to the second half, I want to tell you what is coming up on the podcast. Extra, Extra Hot Great 219 coming December 30th. Sarah forces everyone to watch The French Chef Season 2, Episode 4, Bringing in the New Year. That is with special guest Adam Grossworth. Thrilling.
So that is a new name? Adam Grossworth. Did he marry?
Yes.
Adam Grossworth. Thrilling?
Hyphen Thrilling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one of them really good New York Times marriage announcements.
And now we just call him AGT. Yeah.
Yes. On the main podcast, episode 440, which is dropping January 4th, Mullen Dash. I'm not going to tell you guys what that means, although if you've been following us for a long time, you know it involves mm-hmm. Jim Mullen of
You
Jim
just
Mullen's
said you were going to tell them.
Okay,
la,
sorry.
La, 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 la.
All right. It's exciting, though. I'm really, I think everyone's really going to love it. It was super fun to record.
It sure was.
Extra, Extra Hot Great 220 dropping January 6th. First in print on TV, Dave found a section of the Merriam-Webster website where it tells you the first time by year various new word coinages were used, and we use those to make TV show ideas, and that was also super fun. And then Extra Hot Great 441 dropping January 11th. We're going to be talking about AMC's new Anne Rice show, The Mayfair Witches, with a guest we're not going to try and pit down 6 weeks in advance, which is when we are taping this. It's going to be someone great. Patreon.com/ExtraHotGreat to get all of those bonus episodes. And we're excited to bring you all of this in the days to come. Back to the game. The second half is even more multiple choicey than the first.
Ooh.
It still revolves around our main keywords, but now they're in the question, not the answer.
Oh.
We got 10 questions total. These are each worth 2 points, and there are no hints. And a bunch of these are going to be blind guesses, so don't get mad because you each got the same number of those. Starting with Sarah. Who won season 23 of The Bachelor? Was it Sydney, Cassie, or Tracy?
Tracy.
It was Cassie, you dolt. How could you not remember her wonderful press tour? Just kidding. Dave.
Yeah.
Who won Jeez. Season 23 of Dancing with the Stars? Was it Lori Hernandez, Mary Lou Henner, or Calvin Johnson Jr.?
Calvin Johnson Jr.
No.
Yes, it was.
That's
You're
a good
lying.
Guess, though, because that's some kind of an athlete.
You know his nickname was Megatron, right?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I picked him in my fantasy league once, and he won me a bunch of money. Thanks, buddy.
Oh. It was Lori Hernandez. Sarah. Who won season 23 of Survivor? Was it Coach, Ozzy, or Sophie?
From Cheers?
Cannot confirm or deny.
He was the immunity idol. At that point.
Yeah.
Too soon?
You know, you can wear them around your neck. It's great.
I'm sorry. Remind me of my choices again.
You don't get a second reach. You already said
yes,
that.
You do. Coach, Ozzie, or Sophie?
Happy New Year,
everybody. Happy New Year, Dave. I don't think it was Sophie. Coach.
It was Sophie.
Ah!
Dave.
Soph. All right, I got to make up some ground. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, Dave.
Yep.
Which of these aired the most episodes? Was it Saved by the Bell, colon, the college years?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Saved by the Bell, colon, the new class? Or was it Saved by the Bell, the one on Peacock?
All right. They all... Ooh. Saved by the Bell, Peacock got two seasons, I think. And I think the rest got one, but one back in the day could have been 35 episodes.
That's true.
But those were a Saturday morning or syndicated kind of thing, so maybe not so many. So I'm going to roll the dice and say the newer Peacock one is the one with the most. Fuck!
It was in the middle. Would you guys believe Saved by the Bell, the new class aired 143 episodes? Because I didn't.
Not okay.
Yeah.
What is that?
Unhappy New Year.
It was when they tried to revive it with like a bunch of new kids and then Mr. Belding was still on it and Screech came by from time to time apparently. But yeah, that was a show. Sarah. The new Mickey Mouse Club premiered in 1977. Which of these people did not appear on it? Annette Funicello, Molly Ringwald, Kyle Richards.
Ringwald.
It's Kyle Richards, although Kim did, but not Kyle.
Ah!
Dave.
We have no points for anyone in this round so far. No.
This is going great.
Dave.
Yep.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Which singer infamously screwed up a live TV performance in Times Square on New Year's Eve 2016? Was it Katy Perry, Mariah Carey, or Janet Jackson?
I actually know this.
All right. I think Janet Jackson's in there because of the Super Bowl connection, and you're trying to fire some neurons. Or is that exactly what you want me to think? And I've already forgotten the other two. Katy Perry and somebody.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. And the year was again?
2016.
And it was New Year's, you say?
That's right. Times Square.
Oh, man. I'm trying to figure out, like, is Mariah Carey, can she be arsed to still be doing things in 2016? But New Year's Eve thing is such a, like, time capsule, no pun intended, of whateverness. You know, you could be like, and now special guest star, and get ready to fucking go through the roof. It's a blanket from the Brady Bunch. I'm gonna say Mariah Carey.
It's Mariah Carey for 2 points.
Good job, Dave. Finally, points.
Give you each another question, then we'll do a.
What did she
break.
Do? What did she do? That was so terrible.
She just like she sounded bad, and she bitched about it for like the next 8 months afterwards. Like every time she was interviewed, she was like, "They fucked me over," which maybe they did.
Well, maybe the point is she should just stick to Christmas.
Perhaps
right? That's her lane.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah,
Sarah.
Yes.
Happy New Year, Mariah Carey.
I know what she's not gonna not be doing.
I don't know
this year.
Him.
Sarah, who won season 23 of The Amazing Race? Was it Jason and Amy, Allie and Ashley, or Nicole and Travis?
They all sound like designer paint brands.
They do.
Nicole,
let me know if you'd like me to read them again.
It really doesn't matter. Middle okay. one.
Middle one?
Yeah.
It was Jason and Amy, not Allie and Ashley. Dave.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't someone named Travis. Sorry, Travises. Happy New Year.
Dave.
Yes, ma'am.
Who kissed in the only episode of Friends to take place on New Year's Eve? Was it Monica and Chandler, Phoebe and Joey, or Joey and Chandler?
Come on, osmosis.
One more time.
Monica and Chandler.
No, read the whole thing one more time.
Who kissed in the only episode of Friends to take place on New Year's Eve?
Okay, problem number one. I cannot picture that episode. Proceed.
Okay, great. Monica and Chandler, Phoebe and Joey, Joey and Chandler.
Oh, wait. I think I remember that episode. Maybe. I don't want to say it out loud because it would be embarrassing.
Well, you have to say something.
But once again, let's read those names.
Okay. Monica Chandler.
Yeah.
Phoebe Joey. Joey Chandler.
Mm. I think is, okay, so is that, you don't have to tell me. I'm thinking out loud. Mm-hmm. I realize I don't want extra information that I don't have.
Right.
As the host, I don't think it's fair that you provide it.
Sure.
So I'm asking.
Here's some extra information, though. Okay. If you get this correct, you can take the lead.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well.
33% chance of that happening by luck, I think. But mm-hmm. I think this is the episode with Monica and Ross at the dance-off show. Because I think that was an American Bandstand thing. Maybe that was for New Year's Eve. Or maybe it was just like a random thing. It wasn't connected to a holiday. So for that reason and that reason alone, and because the last one wasn't the middle one, I'm going to say the middle one.
It's Joey and Chandler. That is New Year's Rockin' Eve, but they shoot it ahead of time. So it doesn't take place on New Year's Eve.
Fucking Friends.
All right, let's get a score break. You each have two questions left.
Oh, geez. Okay, David T. Cole has 17 points. I, Buncius, have 18 points.
Mm. Oh, my God, it's so close. Okay.
So she, okay, got it. 1 point is what I'm hearing.
She's flaking. Mm-hmm. Yes, siree, she's flaking.
Okay.
Okay.
Sarah.
Happy New Year, Tara.
Happy New Year, Sarah. Which 70s comedy star was nicknamed Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky? Was it Flip Wilson, Harvey Korman, or Dan Aykroyd?
Harvey Korman.
It was an ironic nickname. You can't, don't discount the ironic nickname.
Okay.
Just like .. Harvey Korman somewhere, a child.
Shh, don't say anything about Harvey Korman.
Harvey Korman, Harvey Korman.
No, he just appeared.
Foof. I'm going to say Flip Wilson.
It was Harvey Korman.
Oh, my God. All right, Dave, take this lead from me, please.
Right. Dave.
I'm going to try.
Dave.
I'm very competitive.
Dave.
As one of you knows better than the other.
Dave.
Yes.
Happy New Year, first of all.
Okay,
second.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Got it. But I haven't said it before. I just want to say it before the ball drops. Happy New Year, guys.
Dave, who won season 23 of Big Brother? Was it Claire?
Cinchies. Got it.
Claire, Frenchie, or Xavier?
I gotta go with my man, Frenchie.
Is Frenchie even a man?
I don't remember if it was a man or not. That was a contestant that season. But
was
no,
it a bulldog named
it
Frenchie?
It was Xavier. Hey, Sarah, this is your last question.
If you get it, you win.
Okay.
Sarah, who won season 23 of America's Next Top Model? Was
Uh-oh.
It Cody, India, or Krizzlian?
All designer colors brought to you by the
That's
Jason
right.
and Amy.
The amazing
I have ADD, Krizzlian. Cody.
Wait.
Perfect record.
shit, what's the malt liquor from News Radio?
Oh my God, what is
Rocky
it?
Rocky Fuel malt liquor. It's Krizzlian.
Who right. was it actually?
It was India. Thank you, India.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, India. Happy
okay.
All right. Gotta get it. This is it. All comes down to this.
Here's the thing. Sarah 1,000% knows this one. Okay. Dave, I don't know.
Well, okay, but let's just be thankful she didn't get it.
Okay.
I'm trying to be positive.
Dave.
Yes.
On which WB drama did a dog named Happy appear? Was it Seventh Heaven, Gilmore Girls?
Seventh Heaven.
Or it was. Oh my God! What are
you
our scores?
You won on a Seventh Heaven question?
I won on something I fucking knew.
Wow! Oh. I can't believe you knew that.
I did know that.
That is... And happy as himself.
Oh
and
my God.
I am happy for you, Dave, because you have won with 19 points. I had 18 points. And now I'm going to go on Amazon and order you a literal fucking pallet of Frosted Flakes.
Yay!
But
or
remember,
White Tiger Cub can't decide.
Okay, just remember, you can't cheap out and get no-name Frosted Flakes
no.
because the connection is Tiger.
That's
oh,
right.
You mean Frosted Flakes? No, I'm not going to get it.
Coated shavings.
Frosted Fakes. It's actually cardboard with paint on it. Guys, we started recording like 4 days ago and I'm losing it.
Yeah. But now we're done for
All
the
right.
year.
All right, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy
we'll see you in 2003.
Year.
We love you.
That was a really fun game.
That was good.
Thank you. Do you guys want to guess? This was the tiebreaker.
Uh-huh. What, I'm still recording.
What number Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve is obviously on.
If it's Dick Clark, the number's got to be 8.
This New Year's Rockin' Eve, it is on again. What number is it? Like, how many have they done?
This is the annual Dick Clark thing. Well, Dick Clark, perhaps no longer with us.
He's not.
We don't know
for
sure. We don't know for sure.
No.
They've never made immunity idol out of him, so we're not quite sure.
They did not put him in the dehydrator on Snack versus Jeff.
I've always said, if there was a person who hosted TV bloopers that most resemble the crunchy Cheeto, it's Dick Clark.
That's true.
I'm going to say he's probably been doing it. Okay, so it's from when he started up to the present, because it's still Dick Clark's.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's been 43 years.
Sarah?
52.
You are both really close. It's the 48th.
Oh, wow. All
and right. The 18th that Ryan Seacrest will have hosted. Yeah, can you believe it?
I just got an email.
Yeah?
From dick@clarkindustries.com.
What?
He says, Happy New Year.